If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
He's one of my favorite guests. He's a travel expert, host of Eye on Travel. You'll hear him tomorrow at 6 p.m. on WGN. And where in the world are you today, Peter?
Today, I'm in Los Angeles, Lisa.
Nice. I didn't know there was such a thing as a tourist tax. And I see that one Japanese city has increased the tourist tax by 900% to crack down on over-tourism. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, there are tourist taxes everywhere you look. They may have different names, like an occupancy tax or a resort fee, something that that a municipal organization adds. They have it in Venice. They have it in Rome. They're adding it in Mexico now. And ostensibly, as you mentioned, they're trying to do it to curb over-tourism. It hasn't done anything like that. People will still pay the tax and come anyway. So it's just another way of generating revenue.
Well, and I guess we have that in Chicago because, boy, the tax on rental cars and hotel rooms is huge.
Right. And, you know, occupancy taxes in some cities can be as high as 21%. So if you're paying $200 a night for a hotel room, that means $40 of that is going to the city.
Peter, government shutdown. You know, there are all these stories of air traffic controllers that were calling in sick and possible flight delays. Where are we? What do you see happening?
Well, this week was sort of okay. The average flight delays at most airports, most major airports, was about 45 minutes. But I got to put that average in perspective because that was an average over 24 hours of operation. If you look at the actual peak time, between 7 and 9 in the morning or 4 and 6 in the afternoon, the delays were much worse than that and getting worse by the hour. Yes, controllers are – there was a staffing problem even before the shutdown. There's a staffing problem now. And the government running around saying – if you call in sick, you know, we're going to fire you. Well, it sounds pretty threatening, except who are they going to replace him with?
Right.
Not enough of them to go on anyway. So we're reaching a very bad inflection point. And that'll happen if the government continues to shut down. That'll happen in about 10 to 14 days.
And there are people within the travel industry that don't have the power that air traffic controllers have. Might not be, you know, are maybe easy, you could find an easy replacement for them. Are TSA people getting paid? Are those, who else in the travel industry is not getting a check?
Well, TSA is not. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is not. Most of the folks who work at the national parks are not. And, of course, we have the air traffic controllers who got a half a paycheck this week. But as of October 28th, zero paycheck. So
Wow. You're
going to start seeing a drop-off happening soon. And it's not, you know, if it continues, it's not going to be pretty. Already, the economic impact is about $1 billion in lost revenue a week.
Wow. A question on the text line, Peter. What is the best way to research the on-time and cancellation statistics of individual flights?
Well, believe it or not, the U.S. Department of Transportation for many, many years, through their Office of Consumer Affairs, actually gives a monthly report based on individual flight numbers and individual routes. It'll tell you the percentage of on-time performance for every individual U.S. flight. It's a great resource.
Okay.
And it's available to the public. It's available to anybody.
We saw the headlines this week that the U.S. passport has been weakened. Can you tell me about how passports are ranked and what this means?
Well, the bottom line is visas. You know, the most powerful passport gives you visa-free entry into the most number of countries. And the U.S. passport is still doing okay, but it's not the strongest passport in the world. I mean, you've got the Swiss. You've got the passport from St. Lucia, of all places, and they are giving, I mean, that's one of the strongest passports ever, simply because it gives you that many more countries to go to where you don't have to fill out any paperwork.
The Canadian airline that is going to charge you to recline your seat, they're reconfiguring it. So basically, you know, you're in a different cabin class and you're going to pay more so you can recline your seat. Is this going to be something that we see happen with other airlines?
Well, first of all, we have to get to a definition, Lisa, of what it means to recline a seat. We did a video recently of me on board a British Airways brand new Airbus 320 sitting in a coach seat, and it was a brand new plane. So they just installed the seat, and in my armrest is that little button you could push to recline your seat. We ran the video. The seat reclined 1/2 of an inch. And I think, oh, maybe the seat was broken, so I tried it on all the other seats, exactly the same. So if an airline wants to charge you for sort of like lowering your abuse for giving you a seat that reclines, you better find out a definition of terms as to how far back that seat's going to go. Otherwise, you're wasting your money.
Absolutely. And we have a caller on line one. Your question is about Amtrak. Why don't you ask Peter directly?
Yeah, Peter, I took an Amtrak train earlier this week from Albuquerque to Chicago, and it was delayed getting into Albuquerque due to mechanical problems. I'm just wondering, is there any law? We were extremely late, like over 10 hours past when we were supposed to arrive in Chicago. Is there any law that protects consumers when you've got that kind of a delay on Amtrak?
Not only is there no law protecting consumers on that, there's no law protecting consumers when an airline's that late or cancels. You know, the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Biden administration proposed a new rule that would give you immediate compensation on a sliding scale based on delays or cancellations. The Trump administration said they were not going to even follow through on that. That rule is no longer on the table. But I will also tell you this. Anybody who takes Amtrak and expects to be on time is somewhat delusional because Amtrak doesn't control the tracks. They're controlled by the freight lines, who could care less about on-time performance, and they've been taking priority. So the problem is you see your train had to be, forgetting mechanical, your train would have normally had to pull over to a siding to let some 100-car freight line lumber on through. It's not a pretty picture. That needs to be addressed.
Thank you so much for joining us, Peter.
You got it, Lisa.
You will find him at petergreenberg.com and, of course, on TV and on this radio station tomorrow night at 6.